Welcome. We are glad you signed up for this special recording. You're in for a real treat. Whether you're a parent or a professional that works with children, this is your opportunity to meet Steve Cafari. For many, Steve is the mentor that adults call on to make their parenting style warmer, easier, and more effective. He is the founder of In Touch Parenting, a company devoted to helping today's busy parents calm the chaos, raise emotionally intelligent kids, and nurture families that thrive. Since 1999, Steve has served his community in Orange County, California in three main roles. As a marriage and family therapist at Journeys Counseling, Steve's been helping families develop greater harmony. As an assistant college professor at Vanguard University, Steve has gained widespread acceptance with his students while teaching numerous classes each semester. In addition to those two roles, Steve is a licensed minister. As Steve has taken his in-depth knowledge into live parenting seminars, he has become a sought-after presenter with an uncanny ability to simplify working with children for both parents and professionals. Now, if you are new to Steve's in-touch parenting approach, you may be asking, just what is the in-touch approach? Well, you're about to find out. So, without further introduction, here's Steve.
Well, hello, I'm Steve Cafari, founder of InTouch Parenting, and I just want to thank you for downloading my free report, downloading this audio program, and of course, over the next few weeks and moving forward, you're going to be getting weekly tips in my e-zine, or as most people would call it, a newsletter. So again, thank you for signing up. And so for the next 45 minutes or so, I'm going to talk to you about discipline secrets and how to calm the chaos, raise emotionally intelligent children, and nurture a family that thrives so that you can get out and stay out. Let me repeat that. Stay out of survival mode and reclaim your family harmony today. So let's go ahead and just jump right in. You know, I want to start off by saying I'm a lot like you. And before my wife and I had children and thought about it, we had a lot of confidence. And then we had kids. And boy, in a short amount of time, life in our living room was a mess. And to get right down to it, my kids were running my home by the time my two boys were three and 1 year of age. It was a tough time. And it was a really difficult time. And I just want you to know that I'm on your team because I've been in your shoes. And if I could take a long story and make it very, very short, here's what happened. I got overwhelmed and I got on my knees and I said, oh God, help me. And I took a look at the research and I invested in myself and my education. Best thing I ever did. And you're doing just that today. You're investing in yourself and your education as a parent, and it can change what life looks like in your living room. So over the last 20 years, I've been working with parents, preschool directors, and a lot of grandparents to help them do a better job at parenting. And so I want to fast forward to today. And I'll tell you, what I've learned over the last 20 years of raising kids and doing research is that things have changed a whole lot. So today's talk is just going to give you an insider scoop and really what the science tells us about what works as a parent, what doesn't work as a parent, and the steps you and I need to take to succeed. And if you like the information that I'm going to share with you today, then you're going to love the home study program that I've put together for you. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about that later on, but right now it's called Tame Tantrums Without Raising Your Voice. And so let's just jump in today. And that is, there's a big lesson I want you to learn, and it's this. And you might want to write this down because I gave you some notes that you can download as well. And it's misbehaving kids are not your fault. Let me say that again, that misbehaving children are not your fault. Now, I learned that the hard way because I used to think, you know, I was the bad guy. And so I'm going to put it this way, that when your children whine, when they throw tantrums, and when they refuse to listen, it can feel like you and I are doing a really terrible job. But you're not the problem, and nor is your parenting. I'm going to say it again. You're not the problem, and nor is your parenting. This is the essence of the in-touch approach, that it's not your fault. You see, the reason why you feel so bad on the inside is because you've been given flawed information by well-meaning experts, friends, and family who use parenting methods that research really proves to be flawed and ineffective. You see, when your children misbehave, these experts are going to tell you to either ignore, to redirect, or to punish your child. And until now, parents like you and me would follow this kind of advice, and things typically get worse instead of better. And oh my gosh, you know what happens after that is it gets really tempting to assume that something is wrong with your child or your parenting or both. And that's where things really get difficult. So I have a question for you. I want you to think about this because the experts are going to tell us to ignore. If you go on YouTube right now and you key in temper tantrums, by the way, over 400,000 parents do this per month. type in temper tantrums, you're going to see video after video from behavioral experts, and I put them in quotes on purpose, and they're going to tell you to ignore the unwanted behavior. So I have a crazy question for you. Do you like being ignored? Of course you don't. You see, when you and I get ignored, the fight or flight reflex in our brain starts to fire. And we're very relational creatures, and we get overwhelmed. Our brain gets dysregulated, and we start to fight, we flight, we freeze, we scream, we yell, we do all kinds of things. We protest because we don't like being ignored. So if you want to have a little fun today, after you listen to the sound of my voice, I want you to go to YouTube, and I want you to type in this experiment, and it's going to show you all about what I mean by this idea of ignore. It's called the still face experiment. Just key it in YouTube, the still face experiment, and you're going to see a 2-minute video about a mom trying to interact with her child and what happens to that little person when mom ignores her. And you're going to be blown away because it absolutely dysregulates human beings. Because first we reach out, and when we don't get a response, we get overwhelmed, we protest, we start to push, and we still don't get a response. Then we turn away and we start to melt down. And if you've got temper tantrums going on in your house, you might start to realize that part of it is you're ignoring your child. And when your child does not feel like they're connected, they get overwhelmed, they start to protest, and eventually they start to melt down and display all kinds of really obnoxious behaviors. But the behavior modifiers won't tell you that. They'll say, uh-oh, somebody's making a poor choice. Looks like a little time out. You see, they'll tell you to divide all behavior into two categories, okay and not okay behavior. And then when you and I do that, it's very easy. The not okay behavior stuff, we just say, uh-oh, looks like a little timeout. Someone's making a poor choice. Now, I got to tell you, think about this. Imagine coming home and your partner looks at you and you're a little bit irritable because you're hungry and you're tired and you're kind of lonely. You've had a rough day at work and you're a little bit impatient. You're displaying some kind of not so beautiful behaviors. And then your partner looks at you and says, oh, someone's making a poor choice. Tell me something. How are you going to feel in that moment? Are you going to like being looked at like you're an obnoxious little brat, like you're just making a poor choice? Are you going to feel like you have room to be human? Well, of course not. And unfortunately, the behavioral approach kind of implies that you're not allowed to be human because you've been making poor choices. It implies that the environment is shaping your behavior and your behavior is a product of what you've learned. And guess who gets the blame for that? Mom and dad. You see, that's what I had to learn the hard way when my kids were running my home. I went to the behavioral experts and they kept telling me to do the same thing over and over and expect a different result. And then I, like all parents, in your notes, it says it right there. We tend to assume that something is either wrong with our parenting or worse, that's wrong with our child. You don't want to do that. You don't want to ignore your children because it really tweaks them, for lack of a better word. And I want you to think about this for a moment. I want you to think about being a really loving parent, which you are, going with the training that you've had, which you've probably gotten from 97% of the books that you've read on the behavioral approach. You're good at ignoring the unwanted behavior. You're good at redirecting the unwanted behavior. And you're good at punishing the unwanted behavior. But I want you to imagine this, that way down deep, your child is being obnoxious because he's emotionally excited about his little buddy coming over. And he walks over and he swats you on the rear end. Most parents are going to, we're going to punish. We're going to verbally scold him. We're going to put him in a timeout. We might even spank him. But what if way down deep, all that child wanted was a hug? That's right, a hug. That happened to one of my clients several years ago. Her little guy wanted a hug, and thank God, because of the approach I'm starting to share with you today, she reached down and looked at him and said, hey, buddy, we don't use our fists in this house. We use our words. Tell mommy what you want. And he looked at her and changed her life because he said, mommy, I want a hug. I got to tell you something. I want you to think about this. Imagine if you missed that moment, that I want a hug moment. Imagine what's going to happen over the next 10, 12, 14 years when you consistently miss those I want a hug moments. Imagine what kind of a teenager you're going to be producing. Hopefully this makes a little more sense now, that behavior modification, of which I teach at Vanguard University, and after I get done with this recording, I'm literally going to get in the car and go down to the school today at Vanguard and teach. It assumes that all behavior is a product of learning. And it doesn't leave any room for what I'm about to share with you. And it's this, that the real reason that your children misbehave and the real reason for all the drama in your home is because there are hidden biopsychosocial forces driving those annoying behaviors. That's right. There's hidden biological, psychological, and social forces. And once you and I understand how those hidden biopsychosocial forces operate, how they affect young children, something really powerful starts to happen. You see, there's a natural and very immediate change in how you calm the chaos, raise emotionally intelligent children, and nurture a family that thrives. So if you want to lower your day-to-day worry, if you want to help your family bond, and if you want to know that you're doing a really good job, you don't need to ignore your children anymore. Let me say that again. You don't need to ignore your children any longer, because the science is showing us that all you need is one particular approach that asks three simple questions.
Thanks for listening. You've reached the end of this module. To listen to the next module, just click the email link we sent you when you registered. And by the way, be sure to check out Steve's 40-day home study program called How to Tame Tantrums Without Raising Your Voice. Simply go to www.intouchparenting.com/tame2.0. This unique program has been getting rave reviews from busy parents just like you. If you liked the information on this audio presentation, feel free to share it with your friends and post comments on sites like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.